Shabbos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shabbos Bavli, Daf Kuf. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Samech Vov, Amud Aleph, at the Mishnah. It's Halacha Gimel. Hazoig Yaladamus Bekoisel, Lamala Yutvachim, Kazoig Ba'avir. One who threw something 4 amos at a wall, if this was above 10, it is as if he threw it in the air and is exempt. Lamatam Yutvachim, Kazoig Ba'oritz, Hazoig Ba'oritz, Daladamus Chayev. If it was below 10, it is as if he threw on the ground. If one threw 4 amos on the ground, he's liable. Zorak l'seich daladamus v'nisgal gel chutz daladamus pater chutz daladamus v'nisgal l'seich daladamus chayev. If one threw within 4 amos and it rolled or was blown outside of 4 amos, he's exempt. If he threw outside of 4 amos and it rolled or was blown inside 4 amos, he is liable. And the Gemara says masnisim b'she'ein sham chor, aval im yesh sham chor machlekes b'nei rechachamim. The Gemara says that our Mishnah discusses when there's no hole there in the wall. If there's a hole, the Meir and Chachamim disagree about this. Al dat de Meir, ben sheyesh bo al dalad, ben sheein bo al dalad, al doya es hakosel kegamum. According to Rabbi Meir, whether the hole is at least 4 by 4 tvachim or it's not 4 by 4, you view the wall as if above the hole was cut off and was liable for throwing from Rosh HaRabim to Rosh HaYochid. Al dat de Rabbonon, im yesh bo al dalad, al doya es hakosel kegamum. According to Chachamim, if it's 4 by 4, you view the wall as if above was cut off. If it's not 4 by 4, you do not view the wall as if above was cut off. Rather, it's sealed and the interior is not Rosh HaYochid. Chista Omer said, "Memoyred Nuchsan." Chista said, "Why is he liable when he threw below 10? The case is that it rested on an inclined top of the wall." Ve'ein sofer leyred. The Gemara asks, is it not destined to come down? So why is he liable? Rebchir b'shem Rabbi Yochanan tipatav shehaisad bevela shmeina v'haya netucha. So Rebchir, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, answers that the case is that it's a thick fig cake and it flattened. Chagai boy koyim Rabbi Yosa leis hadar amma shipur madrega kalamata. Chagai asked Rabbi Yosa, does this not teach that an inclined step is like below means like the ground? Regarding kilayim, we say that if an incline is above ten above the ground, we're not concerned if a different species is planted next to it below. Amalei tamon zoim nenin mina madriga v'mhacha derech b'nei adam liyos shafin ba v'hi neveles. Rabbi Yosef answered that there plants benefit from, means they take root in the step, they will remain there, but here it's normal that people rub against it and it falls. Ilo ama kishaya shamcho bihi nenis minacho b'shem shazoyim nenim min shiseha madriga yos. Had he said that our Mishnah is when there's a hole there and it rests in the hole, just like plants rest in the step, it will be fine to derive that an inclined step is like below, and he would have a proper question. Rabbi Yosef b'yavol b'shem Rabbi Yochanan kishaya mokoim mundun. Rabbi Yosef quoting Rabbi Yochanan said that the place where it landed was inclined, which is liable even though it did not rest there. Other taninan zorak chutz l'daladamus v'nisgalgel, which you say l'seich l'daladamus chayev. This is like our Mishnah taught that if one threw outside of 4 amos and it rolled inside 4 amos, he's liable. Asa chizkiyah v'v'avol b'shem Rabbi Yochanan v'hi b'shenocha. And Rabbi Chizkiyah quoting Rabbi Yochanan rejected that and said that the case is it rested before it rolled back inside the 4 amos. Coming on to the next Mishnah, halacha dalad. Hazoik v'yam arba amos pater. The Mishnah says if one throws 4 amos at sea, he is exempt. If there was a puddle that Rosh HaRabim goes through, one who throws 4 amos in it is liable. How much is considered a puddle? It is less than 10 tvachim. A puddle Rosh HaRabim goes through it, if one throws 4 amos in it, he's liable. The Gemara says, "Le'sof davar arba amos b'yam el afilu zorak b'kol hayam poter shekol hayam nikra kamlis." The Gemara says, not only one who throws 4 amos at sea is exempt, but even if he threw in the entire sea is exempt because the entire sea is called a kamlis. Lama tani nasa train zimlin. Why was it taught twice? The puddle which is a rabbin goes through it. One who throws 4 amos in it is chayev. V'chanina b'shem b'pinchas b'shehoyu shnei v'kakim echad rabbin mahalchim boy v'echad eino rabbin mahalchim boy. And like Shehein Nidchokim. Rechanina, quoting Rav Pinchas, said that when there were 2 puddles, one of them the Rabbim walked through, and one of them the Rabbim walked through only when they are cramped. Shalaitaymah hoyol ve'in a Rabbim halchim by elab kishen nidchokim, Einu v'shita rabim, enu v'shita yochid, v'fum kein tzorach meima, v'shita rabim hi. One shouldn't say that since the rabim walk through only when they are cramped, it's not v'shita rabim, rather, v'shita yochid, you shouldn't say that, therefore our Mishnah teaches that it's also v'shita rabim.